Erica Harold is running for Attorney General in the Republican primary, and she joins us on the line right now. A sizable lead with precincts, still not a full range of precincts, but she has a sizable lead over her challenger. Erica Harold, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
So let's get right into it. I mean, this was a campaign that was yours to lose, and it looks like you have had a chance to win as you are up to a sizable lead. What do you think that what contributes to your win tonight, or at least your projected win?
Well, the early returns are very encouraging, and we've stayed focused on the issues that matter most to voters across the political spectrum. We focused on taking on public corruption, enhancing government accountability and transparency, and really making this about the issues that the voters care about as opposed to politics.
For you, obviously there's been a lot of people on the show talking. We were on with Cochran before talking about who, you know, might be a challenger when it comes to the Democrats. For you, once you sort of wrap up your race, are you looking to see who might be winning on the Democrat side?
Absolutely. I'm certainly looking to see who will emerge. It's a great field of a lot of accomplished public servants, but whoever emerges will be ready to draw a strong contrast tomorrow.
Well, you must have been thinking about whom you would most like to run against. I mean, that's political strategizing, right? Have you got a favorite, or have you got somebody you think you can beat more easily than others?
Who's your Democratic favorite, Erica Harold?
I will. None of them want me to come out and make an endorsement for them at this point. So.
Oh, why not? The election, the polls are closed.
That's too politically correct.
So, Erica Harold,
there will be plenty of time for that, because I think this really will be about contrast. What is the role of the Attorney General? I think the role of the Attorney General should be about a nonpartisan Attorney General who's independent, reform-minded, and represents all Illinoisans regardless of political affiliation.
So, Erica Harold, you have not a very big or long political history. You ran for Congress once before downstate. And a huge amount of the vote in Illinois is in the suburbs and in Cook County. What are you going to be doing to introduce yourself to all these people and to actually get yourself known for the election? I mean, Attorney General, it's an important office, but there's going to be a lot of national stuff that people are going to be paying attention to, and the governor's race is going to be a big deal. How are you going to manage to break through all that to introduce yourself to people for the first time upstate?
Well, I've spent a lot of time in Chicago and the suburbs already during the past 7 months, and I will continue doing that. And I'll continue emphasizing issues that I know are going to resonate with people there, issues such as criminal justice reform. For the past 11 years, I've been on the board of directors of a group called Prison Fellowship, and we advocate for bipartisan criminal justice reform. I'll also be talking about the importance of protecting young people from violence and from bullying. I had an experience of being the victim of harassment when I was in high school, and it escalated to the point of me having to leave my high school. And I know that issues like that, cyberbullying, those are issues that people will care about. And so I will continue to make it about the issues and the voters, because that's what the job of Attorney General is about.
This is Carol Falsenthal. What do you think that Lisa Madigan didn't do right during her, what was it, four terms as Attorney General? And what about social issues? Should they have an impact on this race between you and, my bet would be, Kwame Raoul or Pat Quinn?
Well, the job of Attorney General is to enforce the law, regardless of what the particular Attorney General's views on social issues would be. It's about enforcing the law, and I'm committed to doing that. I think Lisa Madigan, while she did a great job in the consumer protection arena, she was not as proactive in combating public corruption. And in talking to voters on both sides of the aisle, that's something that they want to see as a priority.
Well, you know, that's what Lisa Madigan said before she was elected, too, that the Attorney General should at some point in our lives here take a look at the corruption or alleged corruption at all levels of government. And she didn't do that, partly, of course, because her dad was Speaker of the House and there was a conflict. But, you know, she just never, it hasn't, and even before Lisa Madigan, there's never been much aggressive behavior by the Illinois Attorney General to go after corruption. Maybe now, maybe that's what you ought to do to get attention. Say that's your main pitch.
Well, you've got a big subject there.
So what would
What do you propose to
when
do?
When I announced my candidacy, I made clear that taking on public corruption was a priority. But in addition to using the Attorney General's office to investigate public corruption, I'm also focused on the Public Access Council, part of the Attorney General's office, which mandates compliance with the Freedom of Information Act and the Open Meetings Act, because that really empowers citizens, media, and watchdog groups with the information necessary for them to be proactive in monitoring the public body.
Erica Harold is the Republican right now is in the lead for Attorney General for the nomination on the Republican side, joins us tonight. Ms. Harold, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Enjoy your evening.
Yeah, good luck. All right. There we go. Erica Harold on the program.